news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one iron club blow sends the first guard through.
Try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Hey, guess what? We're back live on the air after 2 weeks.
Woo!
We hope that you did hear the show that was recorded last week from the audio I did bring back from Baltimore Comic Con. But we're here for a live episode of the What Are You Reading comic book show.
As we are almost every Sunday.
I don't know who that is talking, but it just...
This is your co-host of 1 year now.
How did you hook on to my show for a whole damn year? How did you manage that?
Because I'm lovely. Okay, take two. Because I'm lovable, charming, sophisticated, and I am we have become friends,
man,
and I respect you.
I thought Steve would have came back by now begging for his job.
Okay, so I take you don't have an anniversary gift for me.
Man, I didn't know a year went by.
Alright, I quit. No. I'm happy that I've been.
Well, gives me an anniversary gift.
I'll get, here's a pack of Marlboros, like half a pack of Marlboros. Happy anniversary. You smoke?
Since when do you start smoking?
I don't smoke, I just found this on, like, my daily walk.
Have you ever smoked?
Once.
Yeah, was the hand rolled tobacco?
No.
Pipe?
No.
Hot. Medicinal?
You know, whether or not I do...
Was it medicinal or not? Yes or no?
It was... I plead the fifth on this one right now.
Hey, you know, if you medicated before, that's okay. That's, you know.
I want to be a good example to this show. I want to show them, like, hey, drugs are bad. Just stick to alcohol. Or you know what? Just do not underage drink. I'm dead serious. If you're, like, under the legal drinking age and you're drinking, you're kind of a dumbass. Although, hey, whatever. Hey, it's your decision, whatever. But, seriously, just be smart about that. That's your PSA of the week, because this is the What Are You Reading comic book show, where we talk about comic books, news, Doctor Who, and macrame. Yes, this is your one-stop comic book and macrame.
Speaking of Doctor Who, I didn't even watch the entire episode yesterday. I started watching it, and I fell asleep on it. And I just realized until now that I didn't watch the whole thing. That's what we'll be watching after we go off the air. So, don't tell me what happened. Was the show any good?
It's my favorite episode of the season so far, and I'll say this right here, right now, this is the episode that has solidified Peter Capaldi for me as the Doctor.
Yeah, he's evil.
I like him. I like 12th Doctor. He is good.
He's an evil cardinal.
You're an evil cardinal. How are you, look at you on your high perch with your red feathers looking down on us all.
Hey, I can do that. I can judge.
Yeah, just pooping on all humans, pooping on everything. You think you're so good just because you can, like, just shit anywhere?
I don't use that kind of language, right? Kids could be listening.
All right, fine, because you poop everywhere, because we put bird feeders out for you. Man, you birds. I don't trust you birds. You got beady little eyes.
Okay, look. Just tell the people how they can call in.
Because we don't want to just hear us talk. We get bored with ourselves. But because we love to hear from our fans. There are several ways you could totally join us. You can call us on your telephones. Like, pull out your phone and dial the number. 215-253-4516. Once again, 215-253-4516. The more this number gets used, the more we can hold on to it, because it's kind of expensive to hold on to this, and we are not rolling in the dough as much as you think we are. You can also join us on Skype by adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever. And you can also, of course, join us on the Rant Listen Live chat room by going to www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. And, of course, you can hear our show and the many other fine shows, such as the Lex Entertainment Podcast, a rant show, Turnbuckle Throwback, Wrestling Call-In Show, lots of other great shows here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio on rantemradio.com. But also iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio. If you're going to iTunes, please subscribe to us, rate us 5 stars, leave a review. That helps us out a lot. And if you want, share this on your Facebooks or on your Twitters or your MySpace and Friendsters, whatever social media thing is popular. Foursquare, even though I'm pretty sure you're not capable of doing that. Also, like the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show Facebook page on, well, Facebook at W. You can search Facebook.
That's a mouthful.
So I'm going to take a sip of my root beer right now.
Hey, I bought root beer too, but it's in the fridge getting cold.
Mine's is cold right now.
What you got, A&W?
No, I got Barks.
Oh, okay. I got A&W.
Barks was on sale. I like A&W. A&W root beer is delicious. It is really good stuff. Wait, have you ever been to an A&W restaurant?
Yeah, I've been to those.
Oh, man, those onion rings are, like, some of the best.
Most of them I have not had good experiences with.
Why not?
Because, at least in this area, they're lousy. There's an A&W joint near me.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream machine doesn't work. And we're not talking about, it's been down for a month or two.
Like, it just doesn't work at all.
We're talking about years.
Oh, that's depressing. That is sad. That is a sad, sad sight.
What is the point of having a A&W root beer float place if you can't make the root beer floats? Anyway.
That's like, you know, reading a comic book without the art. That's just silly.
All right, so real quick with the box office news.
Box office news.
There's only two movies to talk about. Guardians came in third place this week. It's the first movie of the year to make over $300 million domestically. It has made $600 million worldwide, which the rest of the world don't think is as hot as we do, but... what was this weekend total? Hold on, I gotta go back. It is 8 million. Turtles came in fourth place at 4.8 million. Its domestic total is 181 million for a movie that people thought was gonna bomb, but did not.
Ha! So in their faces, by the way, I'm gonna be. I'll live tweet this show. I don't know why. Maybe to get some traffic. I'm just saying. Just follow my Twitter if you want.
Okay. And, That's it, really. Everything else is, you know, way down.
We're not going to talk about the very important No Good Deed with Idris Elba.
Not a comic book movie.
But Idris Elba, though.
No Good Dolphin Tales 2.
Okay.
And No Drop, and even though that was an excellent movie, that still doesn't fit what we have to say. Oh, there is Atlas Shrugged Part 3!
Oh, man, now we're talking, you know.
Who is John Galt?
You know, there are so many movies people think could win Oscars, like that Foxcatcher, or you got your Foxcatchers, your Gone Girls, and your Disney animated stuff, but Atlas Shrugged Part 3, that's what's going to do it.
Brought in $355,000.
See, it's on its way to $1 billion already. It's flying, man.
Because Ayn Rand, her philosophy is taking off. Anyway. Let's start with some news. I want to start with some news. Some good news.
Okay, yes, let's do it.
Now, it wasn't that long ago we had got the bad news that a certain animated show was going off the air, Legend of Korra. And it was like, oh, guess what, people? We're taking it off network television. We're putting it online. So you can watch it every Friday, catch the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And we thought, man, that is just disaster.
Yeah, that, especially,
but,
by the
way. Okay, real quick.
The Nickelodeon video player sucks.
You know, I downloaded the app and was watching it for the first time.
My phone does not download apps.
And it didn't look bad. It's better on the computer. But anyway.
Yeah. I went elsewhere for my tour.
You know, there is a silver lining. And that silver lining is season 4. We don't have to wait a year or two for it to come on network television. It has been announced that season 4, book 4, Balance, is starting in October.
Yep, the final 13 episodes of Korra.
And what day was that again?
October 3rd?
Yes.
No, that's the calculator, stupid phone. October 3rd is a Friday.
Yes, so we are talking, let's see, about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
get back to.
I'm still gonna say Nickelodeon's stupid about their handling of Korra's scheduling. Just gonna say that they're terrible. But there is also another silver lining to this. Korra gets to have a definitive ending.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when they take some off the air, you think maybe they're just not gonna go with the final season. But apparently, it's freed up for them. They can just get it out there. It's done. They're going to show it to us. We'll have to wait for 13 weeks and watch it one episode at a time. I don't know what Nickelodeon was thinking. It's poorly planned. Both this season and in the book we just watched, there was no real advertisement for it. They put the trailer out and then said, it's coming on in a couple of weeks. Get ready. But I don't know if the toy sales isn't enough or ratings was down. Because I'm quite sure a lot of people didn't realize it was coming on Friday nights. And then I would talk to someone who didn't realize that the rest of the season came online. They thought that the season just ended on a cliffhanger.
I wish they could rename the show The Legend of Korra, Book 4. Incompetent executive scheduling.
But we get all the SpongeBob SquarePants she can handle on that.
I don't care about SpongeBob anymore.
I never was a fan of it.
I was a kid, so I was like, oh, it's a talking sponge. Sounds cool. Then I grew up, I was like, I kinda see the appeal, but it's just not for me anymore. I just don't care.
Now, in some Marvel news...
Yes, you know, House of Ideas.
You know, ever since there was a schism in the X-Men universe, and Scott Summers and Wolverine couldn't see eye to eye on how he was perceived as a group and as a race, whatever you want to call them. Scott was becoming more militant, more, we got to keep ourselves safe, we got to go to war if we have to. And Wolverine was like, well, you know, we have to nurture these children, teach them how to teach, you know, learn their powers. And,
yeah.
You know, grow into fine adults. And so, the last person you would expect to open up a school did, which was Wolverine. He reopened Xavier School, named it after Jean Grey. And that led to the book Wolverine and the X-Men.
Which, yes,
of course,
which
is the same title as the cartoon, but not the same thing.
Yes, course, it was originally done by Jason Aaron. His run ended. It was, the book was recently relaunched with Jason Latour on the writing.
And, of course, you know, him as the headmaster and some of the X-Men that followed him along as teachers like Kitty Pryde and so on. But now with Wolverine about to bite the dust, who's gonna lead the Ute of America?
Oh, ooh, I know. Dazzler.
Close.
How close?
Let's see. You got the bright part, right? I guess. I don't know. Well, anyway, picking up the slack would be Spider-Man. So Wolverine and the X-Men has become Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Yes, it has, with the book set to launch in December, like way late into the year, and it'll be written by head writer of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Elliot Kalan.
Now, I kind of get using Spider-Man, but why would Spider-Man lead the school? As opposed to another X-Men.
Out of respect and his love of and his friendship with Wolverine.
Okay. Well, we're going to see how that works, you know?
Yeah, well, also, it's been shown, like, Spider-Man's special clash is going to consist of the following. No Girl, Rock Slide, Glob Herman, Ernst, Helion, Shark Girl, and I-Boy.
And Spider-Man has taught. He was a teacher as Peter Parker. So.
Yes, before Marvel said, no, screw it up. We're going to sell his marriage and all his memories because Aunt May's got to live. Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to challenge our listeners. Take a shot every time I bitch about One More Day.
All right, in TV news, do you think DC has enough TV shows either on the air or coming on the air? We got Arrow. We got The Flash coming. We got Gotham. We got Constantine. We got even iZombie.
Yeah, iZombie getting the show. But that's not enough for them because now we got a little. Because we got two more. It's been officially announced. They're doing a Supergirl.
Slow down. Let's take that breath. I know you're excited. I just want to say DC has. It seemed like they decided they can't win the movie battle. So they're taking over. They're going to try to win the TV battle. So go ahead.
Yeah, Supergirl is officially happening. That's mostly going to happen with Greg Berlanti behind Flash and Arrow helming up that project as well.
But the real shocker is Teen Titans TV show for TNT.
TNT. Well,
power has been ordered.
Akiva Goldsman behind it.
And
so,
we're talking
yeah.
Nightwing as one of their members. Not Robin, but Nightwing.
Yeah, I will say, Akiva Goldsman, he's got a very hit-or-miss record, but that's fine, but it's like, Mark Haynes is the other person behind this. He's mostly been a producer. This is like his first writing job.
Oh, so I wonder, who are we getting, like, the members from the cartoon? Are we getting the members from the book?
That's been unsaid right now. We do know Dick Grayson, so, yeah. We don't know if Starfire, Raven, Donna Troy, or Jericho.
They've done Cyborg on TV before, so he can be done.
Yeah, yeah. AKA Smallville. So.
Kid Flash, I don't know. I mean, because Kid Flash may, of course, be part of the Flash TV show. And so that might be confusing if you got a Wally West on one show and a Kid Flash of Wally West on another show, unless they use Bart Allen. And still, that he may not end up on the show. But we'll see. Maybe it'll tie in with Flash. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Doubtful, but hey, anything can happen on TV. So, yeah, it is astonishing to think that that DC's coming up with this. And I want to pose a question to you and to anyone listening right now.
Me a question?
Yeah. But also for our listeners. You think DC's, like, going a little bit fast with the whole TV thing right now?
No, if they're putting out good shows, no, it's not too fast. I mean, the track record hasn't been bad. I mean, out of all the TV shows they've done, they've only had like one real major failure, and that was Birds of Prey. Let's see, Smallville lasted 10 seasons. Arrow is just fantastic.
Yep.
The Flash looks promising.
Constantine looks exciting.
Constantine looks like that might be, you know, a nice little. The Friday nights on NBC maybe.
Yeah, Gotham could go. I think Gotham could go either way.
Gotham, yeah. Either they can come up with some really quality stories involving Jim Gordon taking on the seedy criminals of Gotham. Or they could just be trying to shoehorn in as much Batman as possible without having to be Batman.
Yeah, so again, that's why I think Gotham is, like, right in the middle. Like, Gotham could either be, like, a very surprise hit of the fall season. It could, like, blow everyone away. Or it could just, like, fall off and fall right down on its face.
Now, of course, they did fail with the Wonder Woman pilot.
Oh, God, that was heartbreaking. Oh, that pilot hurt me.
And we never got the Aquaman other than a pilot that was put onto a DVD on one of the Smallville.
To be fair, I'm kind of glad about that. That was not good.
You didn't like it?
No.
I thought it was okay. It could have been, you know, it showed it needed a lot of work, but I didn't think it was bad.
I did not care for it. I kind of found it terrible.
The guy is a better. He was a better Green Arrow.
Yeah. On Smallville, Justin Hartley is the actor we're talking about, who was Aquaman in that pilot. He was a much better Green Arrow. But I'm just saying, it seems like DC is just like throwing all their. It's just like they're just showing all their cards, and they just like just hold on to a few and just like, you know, play a good hand, but. Again, if something's working for them, if it ain't broke, don't fix. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
I don't know why they don't try to put something on HBO. I mean, it's all.
Yeah, see, Sandman. I know they're trying to get a Sandman movie done. Make that an HBO miniseries or TV show. That would work much better.
They're all owned by Time Warner, so you have the flexibility of making adult.
Yeah, although you bring that up, some would argue why just didn't they go to HBO about Hellblazer?
Well, I think what you're going to get in Hellblazer won't be anything that you can't show on TV. I mean, you got Hannibal, you got Grimm. So they know where the line is on this, so.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, and again, I only bring that up because, again, that whole debate, I'm not sure how they could do it. But then again, I still had a couple of those thoughts myself, but then I thought, Hannibal's amazing. Hannibal is currently my favorite TV show airing today. So I was like, but that's proven to work. Like, Hannibal, for as much as it maybe shouldn't work, on network television for what it is and what it's based on from those novels, it does work. They know what to do and what not to do. They're very good about it. So,
you asked about whether DC's going too far. I mean,
no, going too fast.
If they don't do it, Marvel's going to do it. I mean, look at Marvel got 5 shows coming on Netflix.
Yeah, and I will say I'm a little bit more confident with the Marvel and film, even though I'm cautiously optimistic about DC's cinematic universe. I think, again, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. really took its time to get going. I'm cautiously optimistic about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. second season, because I want Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to come out swinging. I want it swinging for defenses. I don't want to get a grandstanding double, but I like baseball talk, sorry. I want to see it hit a home run, like, right out of the park.
I got some bad news for you.
What?
Your team getting blown out.
Wait, what are you talking about?
But anyway,
The Cardinals won. Oh, shit. No, do not tell me the Jets are beating the Packers right now.
21-3.
What? Wait, last time I checked, that was it. Nah, you're screwing with me.
I got the game on right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me check. I don't trust you. Oh, come on. This is J-E-T-S, Jets, S-U-C-K.
Dropping balls for touchdowns.
This is, but yeah, I mean, I think, I think DC on TV is good, like, now that they know what they're doing, they're good about it now. But I just kind of hope they just don't outright play all their cards at once. I want them to hold back a few, see what does and doesn't work for a while.
And let's see, but Marvel has about 3 cartoons on the air right now. All current, like as far as new, but
yeah, and that's also my problem. I don't find any of them good.
I wouldn't say they're bad. The Agents of S.M.A.S.H. was the worst. I thought it would be better than Ultimate Spider-Man, but Ultimate Spider-Man can do some really good gems of shows at times, and sometimes it just gets too young and silly. And then the Avengers, well, I think that's the best show out of the 3.
But that's not saying much.
No, I mean it's not Earth's Mightiest Heroes, but
yeah, and I'll say this. DC's doing good with TV. I hope they continue to do good with TV, because it's this great rise in comic book shows are showing me. Like, I still think TV shows are much better adaptations for comics than movies. Even though don't get me wrong, I love comic book movies. I love seeing my favorite characters and stories come to life on the big screen, but TV works better for comic adaptations, because you can flesh the characters out more. Like a comic book, you can tell story,
yeah, but
have an overarching long arc.
Yeah, but you don't get the budget and the...
That is true, but you know, some shows make it work with the budget they got. Take a look back at Arrow Season 1. They made it work.
Yeah, they made it work, but you're talking about a grounded character. There's no magical powers per se, and
okay, fair enough.
The few that you may see in the show, really, you can explain it. Whereas, we'll see what they do with the Flash now. With that happening,
Is it October yet? Because I really want the Flash.
The Flash's powers is easy to do. I mean, we've seen that for 10 years on Smallville. Seen somebody zoom through the streets, and you slow it down at the last second to show that he's moving faster than everybody else. It's just a question of how his rose gallery powers will translate onto TV.
But serious question, is it October yet? Because I'm so excited about the Flash.
And we'll see if they'll keep it light. Well, if they're gonna make it a little bit dark. I haven't checked the chat room in a minute. Anybody?
Oh, I'll check it right now.
No, nobody's talking in the chat room, so we out here all alone.
Don't worry. Look, we got each other company. Yeah. Besides, I love you. You love me. It's all
I
good.
I don't have love in this world for anybody.
So
guess who could be?
All right. So we're off of that long talk.
Guess who could get a comic book movie?
Oh my God! Is the Dazzler movie finally happening?
No, but I did see somebody dressed as Dazzler last weekend.
That is awesome, but. Ah, damn it, no Dazzler movie. Okay, fine. Who might be getting a comic book movie?
Supreme.
Who the hell's that?
He was a Image character created by Rob Liefeld.
No wonder I do not know who this is.
He was his version of Superman. But no, because Alan Moore took Supreme and supposedly he wrote some fantastic stories with that character.
Huh?
Alan Moore. He's like an older. He's a Superman character, but he's older, and you know.
I've never heard of this character until this news came out this week.
Where have you been? He came around in the 90s.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was reading comics in the 90s, and even then I knew, like, Rob Liefeld was not a good writer and an artist, so. I just, like, look, if I think this guy sucks at writing, I'm not going to read his writing. Like, I haven't read one good comic written by Rob Liefeld. So I'm like, yeah, but I'm all for giving someone a chance. But, again, his writing was just consistently poor. So
the Rob Liefeld stories.
We hired the world's best lawyers.
What was that? You cut out for a second.
No, a pop-up opened up on the browser I was looking at.
Oh, okay.
There's some better stories that wasn't written by him, so.
Well, okay, you know what? Talk to me off mic after the show and tell me some good Supreme stories that aren't by Liefeld, and I'll go check them out.
I didn't buy Supreme, but I just know that they're out there.
Okay. But anyway, so this could be happening. Like, damn. This is a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a bad. Listen, you ever heard of the saying? There are no bad characters. It's just
only bad writers.
It's not even. I wouldn't even go as far as saying it's bad writers. It's just bad interpretations of characters.
Yes, I do. I totally get that. But again, I just heard Rob Liefeld. I was like, I'm not sure. And also, I just kind of blew past it.
Well,
there was...
what do you think will happen when they make a Deadpool movie?
Hey, something good or something bad. But
yeah,
I'm
but
just,
who do you
but
think
I'm
created
all, but
Deadpool?
But I'm also saying there were so many other things I was reading around at the time Supreme happened. I was like, I just kind of forgot about it.
I'm saying, who do you think created Deadpool? People love Deadpool.
Yes, I know. Okay, you got me there. I love a Rob Liefeld creation, and that's Deadpool.
I like Cable.
You're proving me wrong. You got me there. I will admit when I'm wrong.
Shatterstar? Didn't he create Shatterstar?
Okay, you can stop proving. You made your point. You made your point. I'm wrong on this case.
Who was the guy that killed Spawn? Didn't he create him too?
That was Todd McFarlane.
No. Who was the guy who created the killer of Spawn?
I forgot.
Wasn't that Rob Liefeld? Who killed Spawn? What was his name again?
I'm trying to remember. I kind of forgot about a lot of the Spawn I've read back from the 90s.
Okay. All right. I got a fun story coming out.
Okay, but again, I'll say this. Just to get clear. Yes, Rob Liefeld's created things I like. I'll admit that. Yes, he's overall just a bad random thing, but he has created characters I love, and I will fully admit I'm wrong in this situation, but again...
I would make a controversial statement.
Okay? Hold on. But again, I forgot who Supreme was. That's also my thing. I forgot who he was.
Okay. I'll make another controversial statement.
Okay.
Rob Liefeld isn't a terrible artist if you can edit him.
That is true. Like, you gotta find someone with the patience to put up with, like, his chaotic style and just be like, how can I just really put this together and make it make sense?
Like, you look at his early work, right?
I don't want to.
No, I mean, like, when he was doing New Mutants and then he was doing the early X-Force, it wasn't all, you know, it wasn't all these drawings where everything were misshapen and impossible to pose. But it just seemed like when he got on his own, there was nobody to say, look, clean this up here and there, that it started to get out of hand. I mean, he didn't get into this business by luck. He does know how to draw. It's just a question of keeping a tight rein. But his reputation now, so to a point where, he could come out with the greatest character of all time and write or draw the greatest story of all time. Very few people will see it because they'll see his name and they'll walk the other way. But I tell you, somebody who also created a lot of great characters, Jim Starlin. He's going to pit Thanos against the Hulk in a new series.
Ooh.
So what do you have for that?
That sounds fun.
Oh, you don't have anything?
Oh, the news. Of course, I got your back. Yeah, Jim. Jim Starling, it's a 4-issue storyline that will be published at its own limited miniseries in December. It was described back in March as, quote, crazy fun and action-packed and super detailed, end quote, according to Marvel, the storyline takes place after the events of Starling's recent project, Thanos Annual Number 1 and Thanos The Infinity Revolution, the recent Marvel original graphic novel.
And, you know, when you're dealing with the Hulk versus Thanos, there's only going to be a pound fest. I mean, it's just going to be a question of who can pound who into the ground.
Yeah, who will spit blood first?
And, you know, they say that Thanos is probably as strong as the Hulk, so we're gonna find out. Now, in Infinity, Thanos did smack the hell out of the Hulk early on in their battle, in the last issue. The Hulk came charging in because, you know, they was taking the fight to Thanos, so they sent the Hulk ahead to soften him up, and Thanos kind of wound up and hit the Hulk pretty hard. So, we're going to see what kind of destruction these two can do, banging on each other.
Yep, we're totally going to see it. Also in comic news, some fans who aren't happy with DC's current New 52 continuity might be ecstatic or cautiously optimistic as to what I'm about to say. The current comic book Justice League 3000, which deals with recreated versions of the Justice League, parasites they are made of, even though that have the DNA of their past counterparts, with differing personalities going all directions, are gonna find their way to a pre-New 52 Earth with Ted Kord and Michael John Carter, aka Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. The appearance is set to happen in Justice League 3000's 12th issue in December, written by series writers J.M. DeMatteis, Keith Giffen, and drawn by Howard Porter. The original, the OG Blue Beetle and Booster Gold, the fan favorite team. What do you think about that?
It sounds good.
I think this is a valid question to ask, given that it's about 3 years now since New 52. What are your feelings on it still?
Well, me, I can't weigh in on that. I don't buy much of New 52, to be honest. It's not because they did a reboot. It's just the books. I kind of put my stock into the trying out. Didn't last long, and I've read a couple Batman stories. I've read Forever Evil. But for the most part, you know, I wasn't going to get caught up in trying to buy 52 books from DC every month, because that's way more than I try to spend on comic books. In the 90s, they would have sucked me in. I would have bought every issue.
Like hollow foil embossed cover?
You got it.
They would have
sucked me in and laughed at me. But
I still have mixed feelings. For DC's New 52, for every Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batwoman, Green Lantern, New Guardians, there are and Earth 2. I really like Earth 2. There's always gonna be another Anna Cody Catwoman. Or Red Lanterns, which I just don't get the appeal of that book. It is so boring to read about constantly angry people, even though some of my favorite characters in some fiction are constantly angry. But at least there was death, at least there was some change, and for all I know, there could be in Red Lanterns, because I only got past the first. I couldn't get past the first arc, but I still don't find the appeal in just a rage fueled book, because it's like such a one note emotion. Blue Lanterns is a book you could do something with, like explore hope on different fascinating levels. But this is the only, for every good thing they do, there's kind of something stupid like Suicide Squad and Teen Titans, which aren't just good in this New 52 continuity. But what I do like a lot, and I do think there is still good to be mined from the New 52. But it just seems like there's not too much lately. Even though there are like a shit ton of books I'm still enjoying. But this gives hope. This does give some hope. For some of those who really aren't liking it. It's like, I will not read DC now. And I do know some of those, and there are some people that are just refusing to read DC right now completely.
Well, you know, they should have got over that by now. This whole, they rebooted it, that was...
But yeah, see, my thing... The New 52 might not be perfect, but if there's something I like, if there's a book I like from DC, I'm gonna keep reading the book I like from DC. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Back to comics real quick. Longtime comics fans, and those who were introduced to them in Captain America the First, because the Howling Commandos are on their way back.
Start over. You're breaking up.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. For those of you that have been lifelong fans of this group from the comics, and to those that have been that were introduced to them in Captain America: The First Avenger, we'll strap on in, because the Howling Commandos are on the way back. That's right, Howling Commandos are going to show up on Agent Carter. A still from the show has shown that Dum Dum Dugan and crew are definitely going to be back. And that is so exciting to me.
Yeah. The picture did look good.
Oh, yeah. Looked great.
Dugan with his little bowler hat and everything.
Oh, God. Have I ever told you I want a bowler hat? I want to own a bowler hat?
No, that's not you.
I will disagree with you on that. I think it's totally... it's like a Taco Bell. I think it would work great.
You're old enough to have your wants.
I like my hair, but I'm thinking I would look better with a bowler hat. But that's just me. Also coming out for Marvel, description of the season 2 premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. titled Shadows. Quote, Coulson and his team are now wanted fugitives with limited resources, but that's not stopping them from keeping the world safe from powerful and unseen threats everywhere. However, with new members they hardly know, will S.H.I.E.L.D. ever be trusted again? I screwed that up badly. There's also a new episode description for Gotham.
Hold on, real quick.
Yes?
S.H.I.E.L.D. better not have a certain person get redeemed.
You're going robot-y on me.
What are you doing? You open up
browsers?
You're
talking about Agent 4. Hello?
Are you? Yeah, okay, I hear you. Are you opening up browsers or whatever?
No, I just opened up another tab to talk about the story.
Alright, maybe you shouldn't talk and open up browsers at the same time.
Okay, my bad. But yeah, War, I don't want that either. I think turning Ward was a really good show boost.
He's probably still be on the show and he'll probably get sprung by what was her name?
Raina.
Raina, yes. Oh man, she's
beautiful.
Yeah,
the flower dress girl.
She's beautiful.
I will admit, why is it so many of the most beautiful women just go to the bad guy side?
Because, man, evil bad is beauty. But anyway,
I can't admit that.
You know, and she, I think she'll be a major player as far as the villains go. And, you know, she's the only real villain that survived from last season. I mean, every other villain was introduced. I'm not talking about super villains.
Yeah.
Ended up dead or captured somehow. You start off with the doctor who was creating the centipede characters. They ended up getting captured. They ended up being killed. The guy running the, what was the corporation?
Quinn?
Yeah, Quinn, yes.
Yeah, Ian Quinn.
Yeah, he got captured. I think he escaped near the end, but he's not as mage as you thought. And then, of course, we know what happened to the clairvoyant. So.
Yep.
He's atomized.
What was that? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, you're not clear, but go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Don't say hello, just...
Alright, so speaking of episode descriptions, episode 2 description of Gotham has come out. It is being entitled Selina Kyle. Detectives Gordon and Bullock investigate a child trafficking ring preying on Gotham street kids, according to Selina Kyle. Meanwhile, Penguin resurfaces in the countryside and begins to make his way back to Gotham. That is vague as hell. But yeah, so. Of course, that'll be on September 29th.
I'm hearing that Mrs. Will Smith is like the bomb on this show. Now, whether it's true or not, we're going to find out.
Yes, we will.
The Fish Mooney character is like...
Fish Mooney.
That is her name, right?
Yes.
Like, she's awesome.
Maybe she is, maybe she... She's pretty good. I'm interested in what her role's going to be.
Of course, she won't be around... She can't last past the show because she never fought Batman.
Yeah. Well, speaking of TV shows, we've gotten news.
I got a TV show for you.
Oh yeah? What is it?
Fox is talking about bringing Minority Report to television.
Oh, the Steven Spielberg classic.
Yeah. Starring Tom Cruise.
I honestly love that movie a lot.
I don't know how they would make that into a TV show. I mean, the whole thing is going to be about Precog? What was it called? Precog?
It was Precog.
Oh.
The description it being given is like the show will take place 10 years later in 2064, and it will follow one of the movie's Precog characters as he struggles with continued visions of the future in a pre-crime-free world. The Precog meets a female detective with a troubled past, and the pair team up to refocus his gift.
See, I didn't mean to say Precog. I know the Precog was what they were using. What was the name of the organization that they worked for?
Precrime.
Okay, yeah. So that got shut down, so...
Yeah, again, it's going to focus on this Precog as he struggles with his continued visions in a world without Precrime, and the Precog will meet a female detective with a troubled past, and the pair will team up to refocus his gift.
Well, it's going to be on Fox, so watch it for the season, and then... plan on watching something new after that.
I'm just gonna give a friendly word of advice to the creator, the showrunner of Minority Report. Do not cast that check yet. Wait. Just wait before you cash in that check, that big fat check you just got. That's all I'm gonna say, buddy.
Cast the check. Just don't buy a new car with it, lease.
Yeah, wait.
You can take it back when the show is canceled.
Yeah, just hold up. Speaking of TV shows, two bits of Daredevil news. One, showrunner Stephen S. DeKnight is already sharing a few details. He has spoken recently with Paste Magazine to drop some hints about what fans can expect from The Man Without Fear. Quote, with this vision of Daredevil, we wanted it to be grounded, gritty, as realistic as we could portray. That naturally fits with the Daredevil character. Matt Murdock on a regular basis would get the shit beat out of him. That's one thing that makes him a great character. He's not super strong, he's not invulnerable in every aspect. He's a man that's just pushed himself to the limits. He just senses that are better than normal humans. He is human. The other thing that really drew me to this character is that he's one of the most morally gray of the heroes. He's a lawyer by day, and he's taken this oath, but every night he breaks that oath and goes out and does very violent things. And, it's saying, like, he's also hinting that the show will also be inspired by Frank Miller's legendary run.
Which means what? Hookers and death?
No, we're talking about good Frank Miller. The Knight says the image that's always stuck in his mind was the Frank Miller Electra run, where he's holding Bullseye over the street. And he lets Bullseye go because he doesn't want the Bullseye to ever kill anyone again. And he said, quote, when I read that originally when I was young, I'd never seen anything like that in comics. Superman scoops up the villain and puts him in jail. This time the hero didn't do that. It was a morally gray ground that I found absolutely fascinating.
I guess they never read Wolverine before that point.
Apparently so. There are two sides to this character. He's literally one bad day away from becoming the Punisher. End quote. So, but what do you think about this?
I'm optimistic, and I'm going to hold off any thoughts until I see something more concrete, which hopefully will be next month in New York at the Comic-Con.
Yes, and that's the other news. They're going to be at New York Comic Con. So could you get into that panel for me since I cannot be there?
Yeah, there's quite a few panels I got to try to fight my way into. And trust me, it is hard to get in some. I'm hoping that some of these panels is going to be in the same room, and I'll just sacrifice bathroom breaks and just stay in the main hall all day long. I've had to do that in the past, like go in like early and just stay there, just stand up to let the blood flow through me during the panels, because they don't clear the room, because that would take too long, and a lot of people don't leave, so the few that do leave, They walk out, and they're not getting back in. And,
all right.
And even with a press pass, they'd be like, they're still, like, get in line. So, maybe I need to smooth somebody or find a, find somebody with a VIP pass and jack it for it.
So, speaking of New York Comic Con, you gonna get yourself something nice while you're there?
Like buy something?
Yeah.
Why, is something there that they're going to sell that you think I should buy?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just making a conversation. You going to get yourself a little something nice? Treat yourself?
No, I'm there to work. Be a reporter.
Oh, but you can enjoy yourself.
No. I can't enjoy myself. I'll have enjoyment by being there. But as a fan, no, I won't have time for that. Especially if I got to run from room to room and try to... And beg my way into a room. I mean, that place is big. They use the entire convention. Okay? Artist Alley is so far away from the rest of the show. The show floor, right? You get on the show floor. On a Saturday, it's almost impossible to move around. And the panels, it's like every... Even like the small panels, there's a line and a wait to get in. And you got Gotham showing up, probably some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Big Hero 6, and Tomorrowland, all these big things coming. It's gonna be a lot to handle. And trust me. I will be worn out, and I'll do what I have to do to get into the good panels and get whatever information I can get.
That's good.
See, honestly, to properly cover Comic-Con, it takes like a team of people to go around that place and talk and... Go to panels. Then this year, it seemed like Thursday's usually just a show floor day, but they're running panels on Thursday. So I may not even make it on the show floor at all this year. And we'll see how Sunday looks as far as Artist Alley.
Well, that sucks, because I honestly mean this. You do a lot of work for this show. I mean, we both do a lot of work, but. You should at least be able to, like, just, like, hang back at some of these conventions and just, like, enjoy yourself.
I wish I could go to some of these parties. And they're having a week-long event in New York this year. And I won't be at none of those events.
That really sucks. I want you to be good, man. I really do.
You know, won't be seeing Kevin Smith. Won't be able to see Black Girl Nerds. Won't be able to see that podcast take place. I'm gonna miss a lot, a whole lot. But you know, I'm not
you should at least try. Like seriously, just enjoy yourself.
If somebody wants to spring for me to have a room up in New York for a week, hey, I'm game. If not, oh well, I'll do what I can do, and I just hope that there's no, like, major panel at 9 o'clock at night, because then I'm in trouble.
Well, yeah. Well, we got one more little news thing that just suddenly came up. Apparently Ben McKenzie's been injured on set of Gotham.
Yeah, I saw that.
Jim Gordon took a beating in the name of justice. Star Ben McKenzie posted a couple pictures up on Instagram yesterday on his birthday. This happened on his birthday. Things got intense in a fight scene, and McKenzie's head met with a concrete pillar. He was required to get stitches at New York Presbyterian. and he is all good. He is expected back at work tomorrow.
That's good, because we need Gotham to be safe.
Yeah.
So that when Batman comes to town, he won't have much to do.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Batman needs help, and Gordon is his best ally, so... thank you, doctors, and also well wishes to Ben McKenzie. Hope that injury isn't too serious.
Did you get the Captain America movie this week?
Did I buy the Blu-ray?
Yes.
No, I can't. You still know how broke I am, right?
I'm just asking. I mean...
No, I didn't get the Blu-ray. I wish I could have... Unless a fan wants to donate it to me. Nah, not that. You probably need to hold on to your own money, too.
What I don't understand about Disney, okay? Usually these Blu-rays, you know, you get the Blu-ray.
Yeah?
You get the digital download.
Yeah, Blu-ray, DVD, digital download,
yeah,
all that.
DVD. Well, not Marvel and Disney. You can buy the DVD. You can buy the Blu-ray. Just the Blu-ray. Or you can get the 3D Blu-ray that comes with 3D Blu-ray, and digital HD copy. No DVD. So there's no Blu-ray DVD combo at all. Even Spider-Man has that, but not Captain America. Also, inside, there's offers when you buy it. When you put the code in, you can order some plush collectibles. I think if you get all three, it's like $99. You get Falcon, Cap, and Winter Soldier. You can get one for $35. You get two free digital comic books. You get Captain America number 8. And you get Avengers number 1 by Hickman. And, of course, the Captain America number 8 was the first appearance of the Winter Soldier.
Yep. Again, once worth mentioning, written by Ed Brubaker.
Brubaker, yes.
And drawn by Steve Epting, who, by the way, are doing Image's Velvet, which, by the way, I highly recommend to our readers. Go pick up the first trade. Like, right now. Go to your LCS, your local comic book store. Buy that. After you listen to this.
And, of course...
Unless you're listening on your mobile device.
You can get your digital copy either through...
No, I don't...
DisneyMovieAnywhere.com, which I can't do since I don't have an Apple product.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you want to give me your digital code...
Too late.
You suck.
Or you can do it through the Android. You know, there's different methods that you can... And you know, with Android, they need to come up with one company. Because I'm tired of having my movie collections on all these different things. Some of them is through, what is it, Vudu? And some of them through Google. And, you know, I can't keep track of...
Forget Google. Ask Jeeves is where it's at.
Where's that?
Ask Jeeves is where it's at, man.
Ask Jeeves. I'm talking about as far as Google Films, movies.
Oh, Google Films.
Yeah, when you do the digital code. Let's see. Michael Douglas loves Guardians. He praises the Ant-Man director. So that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, well, also, hey, you know, that whole Disney Amazon ordeal, that's over, so you can go and get Winter Soldier up on on Amazon.
Let me read this. What's going to be on some of the stages at New York Comic Con on Thursday?
And then we'll...
Bob's Burger.
Ooh.
Legend of Korra. Preview night screening. They're gonna show Constantine.
The pilot?
I think so.
Cool.
And episode 100.
That's the CW show.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
Yeah, neither do I. Do not care for it.
And course, Big Hero 6 in Tomorrowland. Friday is going to be Comic Book Men, which I don't know why that's still on TV, but, you know. Elementary. You watch Elementary?
I like Elementary, actually.
Harmontown, about Dan Harmon.
Harmontown!
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're going to do a Marvel Animation Presents. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Booyakasha. Saturday, Walking Dead, you know that's going to be hot to get in. Constantine Pollard in the screening, Q&A. And the Marvel Daredevil exclusives on Netflix. Sunday is going to be the following. Gotham.
Another pilot screening or?
Yeah, special video presentation.
Okay.
Forever special video. I don't know what Forever is. Persons of Interest. I don't watch that show. So I'll have to scrape my way into that Big Hero 6 Tomorrowland and Constantine, one of them.
What?
The Constantine preview, of course. And that's just the beginning. Well, we have a preview of New York coming up soon, so don't worry. But now, it's time to tell the fine folks of the other shows that we are contractually obligated to mention.
Because we love our bosses here at Ranch Entertainment Media Radio.
I don't have a boss. He's not the boss of me. How many times am I going to tell you all that?
Don't let them hear you say that. They'll put us back in the cage.
He's not the boss of me. Anyway.
Fine. If you want to get us like put back into working camp, go ahead.
So, of course, the reason why you listen to this network is because it's the number one show every Sunday. The What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Me and Jordan. We bring you the hotness. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, we are the best thing on here since sliced bread.
And then on Saturday nights is the wrestling calling show with Wham Morgan and Rage. Saturday nights, 11 p.m. They let you talk anything and everything to do with wrestling. Fridays, you usually get a Lex Experience podcast. And him and his wife has been checking out movies. They think they can step on my toes when it comes to reviewing movies. That's my job. But, hey, it's cool.
Hey, it's Surfer. Cool. There's nothing wrong with a little friendly it's competition.
Cool. It's cool. And then Wednesday's Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. And they go with some classic and current wrestling. And, man, do they bring the knowledge. I listen to them reluctantly, and I get informed. Who would have thought it? I learn something. I learn their names is Phil and Dave. And I know that now, okay? It took me a while to learn that, but I learned it. So, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Shining Wizard Networks, I think... There are a couple of things, but you want to listen to them here on Rant Entertainment Media.
Oh, yeah.
And then the show that has to come on every Tuesday, Double A, Tony C, The Rant, where they go over all the wrestling news and recap Raw if they find it interesting enough. And, you know, that Double A... I tell you,
he is a swell guy.
Think he'd support this show, pick up a comic book once in a while, but hell no, he's busy doing what Double A wants to do. So, fine, forget it.
But we totally we know love you and respect him.
We know you, the listener, read comic books, so that's cool. So it's cool. So it's all gravy.
Yep, we love you, listeners, and we just love you guys. You're amazing.
On a personal note, there's somebody out there that I can wants to co-host this show so I can retire Jordan. You know, hit me up. You know, I'll let him out easy, gently, you know, or just...
I can hear you.
I'll tell him that the show is being canceled. I'll blame it on Double A.
And
then when he stops calling in, then we'll start up a new show.
Surfer, okay, so, you locked the door.
Hit me up. You know. Because if not, then, you know, he's never gonna leave. I mean, you know, you invite him in. You say, hey, you know, your place is my place is your place. Just stay for a few days if you need to stay. He hasn't left yet.
Oh, hey, surfer.
He's got his stinky feet all over the place. He eats up my food. He ain't paying me rent.
Surfer.
It's untenable.
I kind of walked outside. You must have accidentally locked the door. I just came in through the window. What are you talking about?
See, he deboing me, you know?
What are you talking about?
He been deboing me this whole time. Call the cops. 911.
What happened?
Just help me, please.
Okay, whatever Surfer said. Yeah, totally. So, thank you all for listening once again to the What Are You Reading comic book show here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio. I am Jordan Rokov. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeWoCo, JoWoCo.
And you can follow me on Twitter because I put out all the comic book news at SilverSurfer4, F-O-R. Not the number 4, but F-O-R, because I couldn't spell out forever. So I stopped at F-O-R-4. And, you know, different celebrities follow me, and you can too. You know, I get those notifications of who's following me. You'd be surprised who wants to know what I know. Because I put the news out there. You know?
Yeah.
I'm slowly becoming an internet celebrity, you know? And one day I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be rich, and I'm not going to need none of y'all, okay? I'm just going to move on. That's all I got to say.
And you could follow me for just my usual foul mouth and hear me say stupid things and cheer on my baseball and football team because I love them. And you can also hear my inconsequential ramblings. And sometimes I tweet drunk, so you got to look out for that.
Drunk tweeting, that's not a good. That's not good.
It hasn't been me in the ass yet.
That's not good. That's not good at all. Anyway, so we thank you. We love you. Say good
yes.
night.
Good night, everybody. Listen right. again next week.
All right, here we go. Peace.